Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is proposing a new temporary bill to keep agencies running. The measure would extend funding at current levels for 30 more days, that is, past March 4th. Reid says it would give Congress time to negotiate a final spending plan for 2011. Republican leaders aren't biting. All this comes as the clock ticks closer to March 4th when the government funding runs out under the continuing resolution we're operating under right now. Eric Wasson is a staff writer for The Hill. He joins us now with the latest. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks so much for having me.
Well, as the Chinese are allegedly saying, it's great to live in interesting times, and this is really shaping up to be a tangle. What is Harry Reid really trying to do with this 30-day short continuing resolution, do you think?
Well, I mean, he says that it just needs to be done in order to buy time, and I think that, you know, is legitimate. The Senate only has 4 days in session next week, and to deal with this massive spending bill the House passed early Saturday morning in 4 days would be a really tall order. But it's already shaping up as quite a fight because John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has said that the short-term continuing resolution, which they're looking at 2 or 3 weeks in duration, has to contain some cuts. But Harry Reid said that it cannot it should stay at current levels. So this is could lead to a shutdown if they can't resolve this difference.
And speaking of shutdowns, I just have an aside question here. Why did Congress pick this week, of all weeks, with the situation they're in, to take a recess?
Well, I think the recess had long been scheduled. This is something that Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, had said that he wanted to increase the amount of district work periods in this Congress compared to Congress under Pelosi in order to keep his members more in touch with their constituents. So this was sort of a laid out that they would, you know, pretty much work 2 weeks and have 1 week back in the district pretty regularly. It's kind of amazing how they've given themselves so little time, really, to deal with things before March 4th.
So getting back to the spending, if they go for another month at the current level, which is at 2010 levels, which are pretty much higher a lot than 2009, 2008 levels, that then reduces to 6 months the remaining time in the fiscal, and it seems like that's a good gambit to even reduce reductions because there's only 6 months left.
Well, that's right. Jim McDermott on the House Ways and Means Committee last week, when the House was in session, he said that he envisioned just having a continuing resolution after continuing resolution until the fiscal year runs out. It's at September 30th, and I talked to people, in the administration, and there's some people who definitely think that that would be a good strategy. Just keep kicking it forward, and then you're remaining at 2010 levels without ever having to take a cut. I think that seeing those moves being made, the Republicans have decided that, you know, there needs to be some kind of cut in this short-term measure to avoid this strategy succeeding.
Well, do all Democrats, does everyone in the Senate that's on the Democratic side think there should be no cuts for 2011? Are they that far apart?
I don't think so. And you definitely have seen more vulnerable Democrats like Claire McCaskill in Missouri and others saying that there would probably be some, short-term cuts that are acceptable. The question is just what are they going to be? And the bill that passed the House has some provisions that are really basically anathema to Democrats, such as defunding the Obama health care reform. So I think staff this week on the House side is trying to weigh whether to include that. Now, certainly there are people in the House Republican Conference who really want to see, you know, things like defunding what they call Obamacare in the bill. But if that gets in the bill, then it would be easy for the Senate Democrats to say, well, you've given us a poison pill, and if you're willing to shut down the government, it's pretty much your fault. So it's really what we were seeing yesterday was sort of a blame game already unfolding. And this is a negotiation, so the optics surrounding it are really important. Whoever it looks like they will be likely to be blamed would have less of a hand at the card table.
We're speaking with Eric Wasson. He's a staff writer for The Hill. And speaking of the optics, there's a certain optical look at the White House. They were saying that they didn't think last week that there would be a shutdown. It wasn't a real possibility. Now the White House says it's ready with its own contingency plan. What's changed at the White House? Is that more optics, or do they really think this is going to happen?
Well, they have had contingency plans in place since the 80s, and they've been updated periodically as to what would constitute essential federal workers. And there are some pretty good studies out from Congressional Research Service that my colleague Pete Schrader wrote about today's issue of The Hill, about what would happen if a shutdown does ensue. But I think that they don't want to talk too much about it, especially not OMB Director Liu, who was at a press lunch last week, because it makes it seem like the White House thinks it's inevitable, and they really want to sound reasonable, sound willing to negotiate. So they're keeping it pretty quiet. But I think they do have, obviously, plans in place, which would be the responsible thing to do, I guess.
And what's the tone like on the Hill? I remember last year we were speaking, and it was really ugly. I mean, this was during the health care debate, and they were genuinely displeased with one another, even at a personal level. Is that what it's like now?
Well, I think it would be wrong to say that there's one tone. I think that there definitely is a group of, you know, bipartisan senators. They're calling them the Gang of Six, who are trying to come up with a long-term deficit solution. So there definitely are pockets of bipartisanship, but there are also, yesterday there was a message war with press release after press release coming from both sides, and press calls, and a lot of rhetoric being exchanged. So there's different levels of things going on. It's not really clear how it's gonna go. And I think the next couple of days leading up to this possible shutdown will really, you know, set the tone for the rest of the year in many ways.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you about is the 2012 budget that dropped with sort of a thud a couple of weeks ago. And presumably at this time of year, this is when Congress would be debating that. Has anyone talked about the 2012 budget? Because it sounds like we're railroading right toward a continuing resolution for 2012.
There's some people who say we will be in the same situation next year. But yeah, now it goes to basically where the Congressional Budget Office has to score the president's budget. That takes a few weeks, and then the House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan will take it up. And I thought a very interesting thing that happened last week was that Ryan and Speaker John Boehner were on the same page, saying that they're going to tackle entitlements in this budget. And I think that's very, very interesting. There's some people who said Republicans shouldn't do it. If they include something on Social Security or Medicare, it would be very easy for Democrats to attack them in the next election. But they've decided that they are going to actually put forward some kind of plan. And, I think rightly they're right to point out that entitlement spending is the biggest driver of the long-term deficits when you look, in the out years.